Well, welcome. Welcome to the third Sunday in Advent. How is everyone? You doing all right? So good to see each one of you tonight. Before I speak, and I'm going to speak for just a few minutes, I wanted to let you know that next Sunday is the fourth Sunday in Advent, so it's also Christmas Eve, and we'll have a 10 o'clock service where we will light the fourth Advent candle, but the Christ candle in the middle is not lit until that evening for the Christmas Eve services. So they will be at 3, 5, 7, and 9. David, our senior pastor, is preaching at 3 and 5. I'm preaching at 7 and 9, and Justin and band will be playing at the 9 o'clock service. So we hope that you will find your way with family and friends to one of those services or to all of them. You are welcome to be with us next Sunday on Christmas Eve. It's really special that it's on Sunday, and so we look forward to seeing you then. And then a week from that is what we know in our society as New Year's Eve, right? But in here in Christ Church, it will be a day of worship, right? Just like it always is. So if you would like to kick off your New Year's Eve here with us in worship, we invite you to do so. I was talking with someone about that, and I said, you know, in some ways, we really should be having worship every year on New Year's Eve. And I was reminded of that when I spoke to our Latino pastor, Pastor Daniel, who has the Latino ministry here and also pastors a church in Siler City. And last year, I was actually embarrassed because he said to me, "How did your New Year's Eve service go?" And I said, "We didn't have a New Year's Eve service." He said, "Oh, really? Well, we have one every year. It's one of our biggest services." So it was a witness to me that we start the year with God together. And we'll finish at 7:30, so maybe we can, we can make plans together or whatever people want to do, but you're invited to be a part of that as well. Thank you so much to the O'Kines and to Tracy and Charles and to the band for all your participation. Let's pray together. Holy God, we just are so grateful for this third Sunday of Advent. As we prepare for your coming, not by doing more, but by seeking your face. Help us to calm our hearts and our minds in your presence as you shelter us in your wings. And God, I just pray that you would break open the scriptures for tonight and that you would speak to us a new word, that we would hear you anew. That, Lord, you would rekindle the flame of your love within us, that we may leave this place knowing that we have encountered you and that we will never be the same. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts, O God, be acceptable in your sight, for you alone are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So this Advent, we decided to focus on this idea of looking again. Looking again. That God is a God who always calls us to look again, because so often when we look at something the first time, we are looking at it to perceive it the way we want to perceive it or the way we are conditioned to perceive it. But as we draw near to God through His Spirit, we are called to look again at the story of Jesus coming, to look again at how God loves us through Emmanuel, God with us, to look again at what it means to prepare, to watch, to wait, to sing. And so tonight, the word we're focusing on is look again, sing. This morning, that was tied up in the cantata. And this evening, it is tied up in our worship here and our band's leadership and the music that they offer for us. What does it mean to look again at the story of Jesus' birth and to sing? We think about the singing of Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Glory to the Newborn King. But we also think about how singing transcends time and space, and it transcends really even words. Lyrics are important, but the music, the singing, can almost lift us beyond language itself. And that is the singing we are talking about when we worship God. Throughout the New Testament, all of those who followed Jesus when Jesus was present and beyond were encouraged to praise God and to sing together, to sing praises to God. There is a way when we sing that we escape the heaviness and the weight of this broken world, and we encounter the Spirit of God in a way that is beyond articulating, beyond language, beyond understanding. I was speaking with a member of our congregation some time ago, and I asked her if I could tell this story about her. She was sharing with me about her husband. They had been married for 35 years, had had a beautiful life together with the ups and the downs of every married life and family. And he learned that he had cancer right before he retired. And so his retirement was spent in her caring for him in the last days, weeks, months, and just over a year before he passed away. And his passing, his leaving this life and the separation from him at a time when they were anticipating the goodness of retirement, it broke her heart. It left her speechless. And it left her wondering where God was. And so she prayed and cried and prayed and cried, and yet her prayers felt as if they were stones falling out of her mouth. They did not lift her up, but rather just landed on the ground. And so she, in prayer, said to God, "Help me know how I can allow you to heal my spirit, to lift me beyond this." And she didn't hear a word in that moment, but when she was driving, she heard on the radio some songs that she had remembered from years past, and she began to sing with the music. And then from that point on, she told me that all she could do was sing until her heart was opened again to God. The singing was the way that the Lord reached her, and the Lord transcended the time and the space and the brokenheartedness that she was experiencing. In singing, the Lord lifted her from the cares of this world into his presence, and he ministered to her through her singing. She had not been in a choir since high school, and so she joined one of the local choral groups and began to sing with them. And she slowly began to believe that God was with her, and that God had received her husband into his arms, and that she would be reunited again. And not only that, but she began to have dreams of how their retirement and the joys of that time that they had planned would be returned to her one day. That it was not lost, that it would be restored, but not in this life. We believe in a God who comes to us in the flesh in Jesus, who reminds us by his very being that death does not have the final word, that sickness does not have the final word, that mental health that brings us down, depression, despair, hopelessness, helplessness, anxiety, does not have the final word, that addiction does not have the final word, that this world that would tell us we are no one does not have the final word, because God came to us as one of us, and in doing so, he broke the power of sin and death forevermore. And so when John was preparing the way for Jesus, he knew he was not worthy to kneel down and untie the sandals that Jesus wore, but he knew that he could prepare the way by focusing on who Jesus was and proclaiming him in the wilderness. He sang through his actions, just as my friend, the member of our congregation, sang and was reminded of the songs of angels that ministered to her, and her healing of grief began. Music has a way of transporting us. Music has a way of allowing us to come together and sing together when we may not even be able to have a conversation together. It provides that space that is holy. That is God's space, where God brings those together who feel as if they are separated by this world. Jesus is the song that we sing as Christians. Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is the light and the life. And so as we look again this season of Advent, as we look again at what it means to sing, we remember that our song is Jesus himself, that he is the fresh word always from God. And he lifts us out of the darkness into the glorious light until all shall be restored again in God's kingdom. I've planted some flowers in front of my house in the past, just with seeds. It always amazes me. Sounds really simple-minded, but it always amazes me that you can plant a seed and something grows. It's just remarkable. So Chloe, my daughter here tonight, we planted sunflowers and wildflowers in front of our house, and we were amazed at with the rain and the soil and the waiting, right? We couldn't dig up that seed and look at it, right? We had to leave it and allow God to do the work God had created in creation itself. And so those seeds sprang forth, and the sunflowers that we planted grew. And I was amazed when I would look at them, and they were at our house. The back of it faces north, and so the sun kind of goes directly over our house like this. And so in order for the sunflowers to meet the sun and kiss the sun, they had to stretch like this, and their bodies stretched towards the sun. And I was reminded, looking at the sunflowers, how singing praises to God is so much like that stretching of the sunflowers towards the sun. That we are called by the light and the love of God to touch the face of God through singing our praises. Be reminded that we are the voice crying out in the wilderness The world in which we live, make no mistake, is the wilderness that John talked about. We cry out in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord, for he is here and he is coming. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.